Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A House Oversight Subcommittee approved a motion for the chair to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell, the ex of Jeffrey Epstein, and co-conspirator serving a 20-year prison sentence for sex trafficking. Now Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general and former defense attorney for President Trump, says he plans to also meet with Maxwell. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
This motion to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell was approved in a subcommittee of the House Oversight Committee. It was brought forward by Tim Burchett, and it got the Republicans on that panel's support. And so now it advances to Chairman James Comer, who's the chair of the overall House Oversight Committee. It tries to force Comer to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell, but ultimately it looks like the decision will still rest with James Comer.
The U.S. says it will withdraw from UNESCO effective at the end of 2026. The U.N. agency says the U.S. says it's claiming that the organization works to advance divisive social and cultural causes. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Search efforts are intensifying for a missing La Crosse woman. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen Sunday morning walking on the 500 block of Front Street South. La Crosse police are asking for the public's help in finding her. On Monday, search operations included drones by air, dive teams by water, and emergency responders by land in the area she was last seen. Hines is 5'4" and weighs about 120 pounds and was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and jean shorts. Anyone with information is asked to call the La Crosse Police Department. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding for the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. City officials will continue hearings for property owners who are objecting to their property assessments today. According to city documents, over 30 different property owners are contesting their assessments. It's not just residential homeowners either. Businesses are also on the schedule for objection hearings during the four-day process. On Thursday, the Citizens Board of Review went over the procedure for contesting real property assessments ahead of the objection hearings, which are scheduled to wrap up on Tuesday. Hot weather settles in for the next several days. Highs today will be around 90 with slight chances of scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow will likely be the hottest day of the week with highs well into the 90s and heat index values in the triple digits. Thursday is our next best chance of rain with highs back down in the 80s across the Cooley region. It stays hot into the weekend with high temperatures close to 90 and slight chances of scattered rain showers. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faces the Mariners, the crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight, showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Kristen Dasler-Alfheim. We talk biennial budget, the uncertainty over Governor Evers' second run, and how progressives and Democrats move forward in unity here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the final hour of today's program. Bernie Sanders goes big again. You know, Bernie has been pitching his idea, his expansion of Social Security for some time now. In fact, it's called the Social Security Expansion Act. He's proposed this. It's a bill that's before the Senate. Republicans, of course, are blocking it because what it would do is it would increase Social Security benefits by $2,400 a year for everybody, and which just barely, you know, keeps up with inflation. I mean, before Reagan came into office and reformed Social Security in 1983 or 6, I think maybe it was 86. Before that happened, you could actually retire and live on Social Security. You lived very humbly. But I knew people. I had a friend, Bob Strand, back in Lansing, who had owned a little ad agency, and he retired. He had virtually no savings, and he was living in a little house. He had moved out to Williamson. It was, you know, cheaper living in a little rural town, but he bought a little house, and, you know, he lived the rest of his life out there on Social Security. You could do that. I mean, this was back in the 70s. And, you know, Bob is long gone now. He was a good guy. He's one of my advertising mentors. But, you know, nowadays you can't. I mean, you know, you just can't live on Social Security any longer. So, number one, he wants to raise Social Security benefits by $2,400 a year, and he wants to fund the program for the next 75 years. And how does he do that? He simply says anybody making over $250,000 a year has to continue paying Social Security taxes on their income. Because right now, if you make over about $165,000, I think it is, it varies, it changes every year. I think it's $161,000 or $165,000 this year. If you make over that, or when you make over that, you cease paying Social Security taxes. You no longer pay into Social Security, which is, you know, great news for people who make $1 million a year, $5 million a year, $50 million, or $100 million a year, like Bezos and Zuckerberg, $1 billion a year. But, you know, it screws all the rest of us. So anyhow, Bernie wants to take this a step beyond that. And he's introduced legislation called the Pensions for All Act. And what this bill does is it says, if you work for a company that does not provide a pension, we will give you a pension that is identical to that which is received by members of Congress, which is the basic federal pension. And he wants to fund the federal pension system with, you know, an increase in the tax on billionaires. So everybody can retire, you know, with some dignity. I think it's pretty cool. He notes that today more than 22% of seniors in the United States live in poverty, compared to that to 5.1% in Denmark, 5.8% in France, 12% in Germany, 14% in Canada, 22.8% in the United States of seniors, people over 65, live in poverty. And He says, we can no longer tolerate a rigged system that allows the CEOs of large corporations to receive massive golden parachutes for themselves while denying workers a pension after a lifetime of work. He says, 50 years ago, nearly half of Americans, 50%, had a pension. You know, my dad had a pension. He worked at a tool and die shop, as, you know, most of his working life. You know, and he lived on that pension and his Social Security. Anyhow, back to Bernie. He says, 50 years ago, nearly half of American workers had a pension. Today, fewer than 10% do. And nearly half of older workers have no retirement savings at all. He says, this isn't a flaw in the system. It's the system working exactly as the wealthy designed it. We've gone from being a country that promised Social Security and dignity in old age to being a country that forces people to work until they're in the grave. And by the way, the polling shows that the vast majority of Americans want Social Security benefits increased. They want the Social Security program strengthened. They do not want layoffs at Social Security like Donald Trump just did. He just laid off, what, 7,000-8,000 people? And so now you can't even get through if you call. I mean, this is all part of their plan to privatize Social Security by making it so miserable that people will say, screw this. I'd rather, you know, have a program run by J.P. Morgan Chase. And it's the vast majority of Americans want Social Security strengthened. Republicans are blocking that because billionaires don't want to pay the damn Social Security taxes. The vast majority of Americans support pensions for everybody. And again, you know, Republicans would block that, too. This is one of the reasons why we need to get Democrats back in power in all three branches so that we can put this country back together. Joe Biden had us on a pretty damn good road and had the best economy literally in the world. We had the best economy in the world. The Economist magazine cover story, envy of the world, economically speaking. And Trump has done the reverse. We still haven't hit the stock market highs that we hit under Biden. We're still below Biden. Unemployment has gone up since Biden left. Inflation is up. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is all in a Twitter, no pun intended, because a fan of Donald Trump called into C-SPAN this morning, the Washington Journal program, and told John McArdle, the host, that, you know, he said this caller was named Kat, and calling from Virginia, I believe. And he said, do the Epstein files matter to you? And she said, no, sir, it does not. What really matters to me are the lies that the Democrats are putting out. And honestly, I believe if anybody's on the list, it's probably a lot of them. And then she goes on to say, because, you know, it's human nature, even when children are used. Really? And she goes on to say, what I really hate are the lies of getting rid of Medicaid, getting rid of Social Security, or whatever they say. The Democrats keep putting that out, but the Republicans are not doing that. Well, the Republicans actually are trying to get rid of Medicaid and gutting Social Security. I mean, it's right there in front of you. It's amazing to listen to these people who are members of the Fox viewer cult. You know, the people who only get their information from Fox or from other right-wing sources. Not just what they believe. Now, you know, that's wrong, the stuff that they believe that are just lies or misinformation, but the stuff they don't know, the information bubble they've lived in. I keep pointing this out. Newsweek published my piece a couple of days ago about this, and I've been interviewed by, you know, a bunch of people over the last couple of weeks about Epstein, and, you know, the question is, you know, why are the Republicans so bent out of shape about this? Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene, why do they have a dozen Republicans in the House who are calling for legislation to release the Epstein files? And the reason is really simple. They had no idea that Trump was all over these files because they've been living in an information desert. They've been living in an information bubble, this Fox News information bubble where the Murdoch family keeps them basically barefoot and pregnant. You know, keeps them dumb and incapable of doing anything. It is paternalism on steroids to begin with. I mean, it's, you know, oh, yeah, we're the big daddy here. We'll just tell you how to think and what to do and quack, quack, quack. And they buy it. I mean, this is John Dean and I used to talk about this. He hasn't come on the program in quite a while. I'm not sure he's doing all that well these days. But he used to regularly come on our program and talk about this. He wrote a book about it. You know, about the authoritarian personality. I believe it was dangerous conservatives or words to that effect. And his point was that there are authoritarian leaders. We're all familiar with that. We know, you know, Hitler and Mussolini and Trump. But there are also authoritarian followers. There are two kinds of authoritarians. There are the kind of alpha and beta, right? The leaders and the followers. And the followers are far more numerous. Of the roughly 20% of the American population who are authoritarians, looking at that slice, at 100% of that slice, the vast majority of them, well over 90, 95% of them, are authoritarian followers. Only a small percentage of them are authoritarian leaders. Leadership skills are, you know, kind of few and far between, typically. So, you know, this is what explains it, right? That these people are authoritarian followers, and they have been basically lied to all this time, or you know, these are lies of omission. They simply were never told that Trump was on the Lolita Express seven times. They were never told that Trump and Epstein's homes in both New York City and Palm Beach were just close to each, walking distance to each other, a quick drive to each other. And so they spent a lot of time together. These guys lived in the same two cities. I don't think that's a coincidence.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Let's say you. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients available, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. My wife, Louise, loves this stuff. I have tried it, too. Works. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots. With Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. You can only get that 37% discount at Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Be sure to put the slash Tom at the end to get up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Folks who paved the way. From factory lines to nurses' floors, we built this land, we fought their wars. But now they treat our lives like they don't pay. Grandma's counting pills and praying rent gets paid. While billionaires just float away in gold-stitched shade. This is the death of the social contract, signed in sweat, torn by billionaires' pact. They raise the glass while the hospitals close, our elders fall, and nobody knows. Is this the country we swore to defend, or the end of the dream, my friend? They sold our safety for stock exchange, turned nursing homes into a hunger game.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tom, in Celebration, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Great. What's
up? It's Taco Tuesday. Hope it's going well for you.
Okay. Yes. What's on your mind, Tom?
All of this, you know, that is happening, all of this, it's all about control and controlling people. Some people, you know, who, you know, look at, you know, who, got, you know, go down the rabbit hole of aliens and, you know, in that aliens, you know, they're the ones that tinkered with our DNA and, you know, humans were actually were made in the forms of the aliens, but we were actually made to be slaves to the alien race.
Are you asserting that you believe this, Tom, or that you're pointing out that some other people believe it? I've heard the theories.
That the theories out there that some people believe.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your point? Where are you going with this?
That isn't, you know, if you take a step back and look at our history and, you know, our money system and religion and politics, all of it is something as a means to separate us, to, you know, so, you know, so we don't, you know, come together as one. And because we see that is, you know, that is happening right now with, you know, with in our politics, you know, they, you know, keeping wages low, keeping, you know, keeping people.
No, I get it. What's the point? I get all these realities, Tom. What's the point that you're making? I don't see how this ties into aliens either.
Well, it's. But it's not a, is it, well, I think, you know, there is a little bit of, there is possibly some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, some people, you know.
What do you think? People with alien DNA are the billionaires who are controlling things or something? It's getting kind of flaky here, Tom.
Well, no. They say the aliens, they are the ones, you know, they are the ones that, you know, tinkered with our DNA.
No, you already said that. Tom, I got to move along. Fascinating conversation. Thank you very much for the call. Wendell in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Wendell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Hey, just a long time listener, listened to you guys since 2004 with Air America and Ed Schultz,
cool,
Stephanie Miller and Randy Rhodes and all those guys. But anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I love listening to you guys. But anyway, I just happened to catch by, I'm off work and whatnot, and I heard one of your callers discussing something about another state or different states moving back to the paper ballot.
Yeah.
And I
think every state has done that, have they not? You use paper ballots in Ohio, don't you?
Oh, no, we use electronic, and there was a big shindig about whole thing about Kerry Edwards, you know, because I think Diebold was here in Ohio, in Columbus, and I'm not sure whether
it used to be headquartered
or not.
There.
Yeah, it did at one time. Whether it still
is
or not,
that's where
Wally
O'Dell
sure.
lived.
Yeah. So, but, you know, after 2004 with John Kerry Edwards and all that, there's a big hoopla to that. They went to, you know, having, you know, the electronic stuff. And like I said, in the screener, all of a sudden, about 5-6 months ago, they're talking about the state going back to paper ballot.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be a good thing. I'm in favor of paper ballots. Wendell, thanks for the heads up and thanks for the information from Ohio. I truly appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. Right back with your calls after this break here at the bottom of the hour.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is sliding into the seats here at Radio Park in Racine. We will be back with you on Thursday. Join Matt. Going to be a great show.
Matinere on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. This week in city government, the final round of property assessment objection hearings will be held today. The city administrator work group will meet tomorrow, as well as the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will get its regular updates on a number of commercial and residential projects going on around the city. Then it'll be a review session for the Redevelopment Authority on Thursday, as they work on items related to many of those same projects. The next Common Council meeting is August 14th. The Cooley region will see hot and humid conditions for the next several days. With tips on how to stay safe in the heat, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Information on cooling centers in the area can be found on your city's website. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s, and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow, with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jordan Leon and Amy Mazzariello, owners of the Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay. Then Green Bay comedian Kristen Lighty joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, guys, I've discovered a brand new kind of deodorant. This is a whole brand new class of deodorant. It really works. In fact, it works so well, you can use it anywhere in your body. It's whole body control. This is Mando. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid. This is the innovation. It's clinically proven to work all day long. And developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, M-A-N-D-O, shopmando.com. And shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers. You got to try this stuff out. It really does work. With the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shop, S-H-O-P, Mando, M-A-N-D-O.com. And then use that code TOM when you check out.
The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mind. I wandered to a forest. The pines stood tall.
Their whispers told stories. Saturday, Sunday morning, went out to Forest Park, the largest urban park in the world. Inside, you know, the largest park inside a city. It's huge. It's over 100 miles of trails, and it's all mountainous. You know, I mean, there's small mountains, but, you know, a couple thousand feet. And there's this one particular trail that Louise and I like to climb. It's called the Wildwood Trail. And it's pretty much straight up. It starts at about 300 feet elevation and ends around 600 feet of elevation. So it's about a 300-foot climb, which is, what, 30 stories? It's like climbing a 30-story, you know, going up the fire escape in a 30-story building. And by the time we get to the top, we are seriously out of breath. And when we first started this, you know, our hearts would be racing and, you know, and now we're dealing with it pretty well. You know, we've been doing it for a couple of years. But it's so, we had gotten back from a two-week vacation and also a weekend before that where we couldn't do it because we were flying out. And so it had been 3 weeks since we'd had, you know, a good out of breath. And it came right back. I was surprised. I was expecting it to be more difficult. But, hey, get out there in nature and get yourself out of breath at least a couple times a week. It's so, you feel so good afterwards. So anyhow, picking up your calls here, Wendy in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hello, Mr. Tom. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
But I have a what-if scenario to do with the early dismissal of the House of Representatives.
Okay.
So we know Dems have a hard time staying in the news cycle or have a hard time looking like they're doing anything and messaging consistently. What if they were to stay late or return early and capitalize on this whole shadow government idea? They could use the time to say that they are researching the Epstein information, to discuss messaging and strategies, say that they're talking about your postcard voter campaign and leak that kind of stuff. So it's like, oh, what are they doing behind closed doors? And not necessarily that they're going to do those things, but saying they are and getting a lot of, generating a lot of energy, maybe some fear on the part of the GOP, deciding who's going to go and do the town halls in the states that have GOP reps that won't do town halls. I mean, just use it as kind of like a big retreat.
Yeah.
And they can say, hey, our constituents have paid us to be on the clock. Just because you dismissed us does not mean we get to just walk away. We're going to use the time.
I love the idea, Wendy, and I love the idea of Democrats across the board. I mean, right now we've got a handful of maybe 20, 25 Democrats that are regularly doing town halls in Republican districts. All 200, yeah. You know, or a little short of 200, or no, I guess a little more than 200, all 200 plus
Democrats in the House should be doing this, particularly throughout August. I completely agree. I'm wondering, and your suggestion sparked this thought in my head. I'm wondering if the Democrats could take a week, you know, like the first or last week of this recess, for example, probably the last week would be the best one, you know, as we lead right up to September, and actually fill the House of Representatives, the chamber, and pretend that, you know, make one of them the pretend speaker, the shadow speaker, and have people propose legislation and have them debate the legislation on the floor of the House and have them pass the legislation. Of course, it wouldn't be legally passed, but it would be shadow passed as a way of stimulating conversation and providing visuals that television could use. Now, the thing that, that could blow this up is if the Speaker of the House has control over the House chamber and simply says, you can't do that, and orders the sergeant-at-arms to keep them out or lock the doors. And I suspect that that's the case. I suspect the Speaker of the House has that kind of power. Because, you know, they were all yelling about how Nancy Pelosi could have done something during January 6th, et cetera. So, but if it would be possible for them to do that, I think that would be a great spectacle. What do you think?
And they could go to some other public place where you can't make the public leave and do the meetings there, which would be then very available for press. They could be literally filming it as it's happening.
Although
so
it wouldn't
would
have
take a lot of unity.
Yeah, no, I get it. But it wouldn't have the ambiance of doing it in the House chamber. I mean, you know, it wouldn't have the impact.
True.
But yeah, it's.
I guess they can make a big thing about the fact that they weren't being allowed to go where they belonged, where their constituents wanted them.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's huge opportunities here for guerrilla theater, for political theater. The question is whether the Democrats, you know, under the leadership now of you know our this new guy, are gonna do it. And I'm skeptical, frankly, but one can hope. Wendy, thank you for the call. Thanks for the great ideas. Yeah, great talking with you. Adam in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Adam, what's up?
Hi, I hope I have a lot of time. Are you able to hear me clearly?
I can hear you fine, Adam. What's on your mind?
Okay. I'm going to say something more disturbing than the children and Trump has to do with the deaths of people close to Trump, such as Epstein. I think Virginia Dufresne died a few months ago. That was suspicious. John Casablancas, who ran a management agency with Trump, died under mysterious circumstances.
How about
and
his
then,
first
of
wife?
Course, there was his former wife,
Ivana.
So why aren't people looking at Trump as a conspirator to being a serial killer?
You know, I think it's just too much of a stretch for people, Adam. I've raised this question before. You know, Ivana, quote, fell down the stairs. You know, she was in her 70s. She was not old or feeble, to the best of my knowledge. But I, you know, on the one hand, on the other hand, you know, people die from falling down the stairs probably every day someplace in America. So and the rest of those deaths, I think you'd have a real hard time. Well, even with Ivana, I mean, you know, they were estranged. But this was after it had come out that she was apparently again pointing to her original assertion that Donald had, you know, had the Hitler's speeches on the bedside table. You know, I don't recall if they had brought back up her original rape allegation of Donald, but. I just can't go there. It's just a little too far, Adam, but I know that some people are scratching their head around some of these things. Adam, thanks for the call. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Tom, you made a comment a few minutes ago that some Jewish people helped Hitler in the beginning of his rise to power.
It's true.
Actually, according to a book by Rigg, the last name R-I-G-G, Hitler's Jewish Soldiers, there were soldiers in Hitler's army from sergeant to general who were Jewish, and the Jewish people were categorized, just like everybody else was categorized in Germany, half, quarter, full. But the what I'm getting at is that this could answer why some people today who we see in minorities are so adamant in helping Trump in his rise to fascism. In the case of in Germany, there were many cases. There was loyalty. There was actual people who were patriotic, who were willing to go fight for Germany and Hitler. But there was also cases where the families were being protected. And one of the most top-ranking generals was a logistics general who died in the Spanish Civil War, who, if he had survived, may have really caused the Allies a great deal of problems because of his great leadership. Mm-hmm. But thank goodness he was killed in the Civil War. Yeah. In Spain. And what I'm just getting at, I'm not disparaging any one group of people, but in this rise to fascism we are seeing right now, be prepared for your brother, your sister to betray you, and we have to be prepared for that these sorts of things.
Yeah, it's a sad.
That's all I'm saying.
It's a sad time and moment in history, and mm-hmm. There are these people who think, you know, kind of like you know, I think our former HEW Secretary Ben Carson, I believe he was HEW, maybe he was housing, I forget what he was. And then the senator from North Carolina, the black senator whose name is escaping me at the moment, who ran for president.
Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
Scott. He was Secretary of Cabins under Trump.
Exactly. I mean, these guys think that they're the exceptions, you know. I'll be the black guy that the white people love and accept in the Republican Party. And it, you know, and, you know, yeah, the white people in the Republican Party will give you a little power and they'll give you, you know, they'll, you know, essentially pat you on the head. I mean, Kenyatta writes about this eloquently over on his Substack newsletter. Go to Substack and just type in Kenyatta and you'll find it. And he's ranted about this sort of thing a number of times about, you know, basically minorities. I was always baffled by the guy who was the leader of the Proud Boys, who was Hispanic. You know, it's just Enrique Tarrio. It's like, you know, these guys, they all think, oh, I'm the special one. And at the end of the day, there are no special ones. You're either white or you're not, you know, in Trump's mind, in the mind of these absolute bigots.
When the mob starts lynching, they're not going to look for his name tag.
Exactly. Or ask what he did. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ron.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or meat is being tethered to a hot stove, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows. Well, those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. I choose precisely how I like it cooked. And Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food is going to be done and ready. No opening a hot oven, no sweating over a barbecue or a frying pan or an air fryer. I'm free to kick back, visit with guests, do whatever else needs being done. Then Chef IQ sends me an alert on my smartphone when my seafood or meat is cooked to order, the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. You need to jump on this. The summer grilling season is here, and Chef IQ Sense makes you a grill master.
It only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10. Just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, and college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one more. No need for thrones, no crowns of gold.
1 in 28 is 3.5%. We haven't hit that yet in our demonstrations, but that's the number. The social scientists say 3.5% of the people in the street will bring down a government. Filet in Mojave, Arizona. Is it Fie?
Oh, no, it's Fia, Tom.
Fia, okay.
Fia.
Hi, Fia.
In Mojave Valley.
Yeah, so what's
okay.
up?
Good morning. Just a couple of quick items. To comment on Mike, I've been rereading Michael Cohen's book, Disloyal, and he emphasizes how much Trump just idolizes Putin. So on that comment. Uh-huh. And then occasionally I have to turn on the fake news to see what they're talking about, and I did this morning briefly. They had Jason Chaffetz, the former congressman from Utah. Mm-hmm. And they're interviewing him, and they are bringing, well, they don't want to discuss the Epstein files,
right.
And they are bringing back Hillary Clinton's emails.
Of course they are. And Trump is talking about putting Obama in jail. And you know, he's going to do everything and anything he can to change the subject. I don't think it's going to
work. Of course.
I don't think it's going to work.
I certainly hope not. Anyway, please tell Louise thank you for her wonderful music and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Faya. And, you know, she listens to the show, so I'm sure she heard it, but I'll pass it along when I get home anyway. Faya, thank you. Thanks for the call. Jim in Lone Tree, Colorado. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today? Jim in Lone Tree? Can't hear you. You might be muted. Going once, going twice. Barbara in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, well, I'm sure you remember that I met you a long time ago. But anyway, that I was just so pleased at the time that you looked directly in my eyes and you listened to what I had to say. So that was a little different than what happened to me just now when I called Kevin Hearn's office. I live in here in Tulsa, and I try to make my calls every weekday and tell them how I feel about things. And today I called to tell Kevin that I don't want my tax dollars to go to concentration camps. And actually talked to a clerk instead of just leaving a message this time. But the clerk tried to argue with me. And the clerk said, and he said, they're not, the media hasn't said that they're concentration camps. And I said, I don't care what the media says. They are concentration camps, and I don't want my money going for that. I don't want my money going for private planes. I don't want my money going for the private prisons. I want the people left alone. I want humanity. I want them to be able to stay right here and so on and so forth. So at any rate, he ended the call with, have a nice day.
Yeah. Well, that's something. I mean, he's trying to be civil anyway.
Yeah.
Is he a Republican congressman?
Of course he is. Yeah, okay. I'm in Tulsa.
Yeah. I didn't know. Every now and then a city in a red state has a Democrat representing, though. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Occasionally we actually got our first black mayor, Monroe Nichols. Yeah,
I remember
he's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so I just want to tell you, I've been listening to you for a long time. We started with Air America, and I'm almost exactly 10 years older than you are.
Okay. Well, Barbara, thank you. And thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
You're very
again.
Welcome.
Good talking to you. Thank you. And thank you for being here with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe. Be good to the people around you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcare.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. British rocker Ozzy Osbourne, the frontman for the heavy metal band Black Sabbath, has died. His family announced his death, saying he passed away surrounded by family. Osbourne was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2019. Ozzy Osbourne was 76. Attorney General Todd Blanche says he plans to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison about the Jeffrey Epstein case. Maxwell is Epstein's ex-girlfriend and co-conspirator convicted of sex trafficking. It comes amid a push for the full release of the Epstein files and for Maxwell to be deposed. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
I've also spoken with some Republicans who have said, look, they're not going to forget about this and they're not going to move on. Thomas Massey has said he's going to continue to work with Democrats and a handful of Republicans on legislation that would force the release of Epstein-related records that the Department of Justice has. The earliest that he could probably force that vote to release those records would be after Congress goes out on recess in August.
This is ABC News.